This is Mystery Scotch Tasting with Gentlemen of the World. We are a club that gets together and we try scotch blind. Around the table tonight, I'm Justin.
Chris.
Andrew.
Alex.
Dave.
Evan.
Vern.
And as we always do, we start by picking up our glass and talking about what we see. And what do we see, gentlemen?
Like a
light yellow.
Straw. Yeah.
Darker straw.
Like wet straw?
Yeah,
don't say wet straw. That's toasted wet straw. Yeah.
Toasted wet straw.
Sprockets.
It's like a lager.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely.
And a very sweet candy smell in the nose.
Ooh, apple on the nose.
Yeah,
for me.
It's like, yeah.
Wow.
Sour apple.
Heavy sour apple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Apple Jolly Rancher.
Yeah. No burn whatsoever with this.
No, there's no like nose burn.
It's for me, it's those sour O's, the apple one, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sour O's?
Those sour O candies, those gummy
sour
candies.
Like
sour rings.
Peach O's, but,
yeah, but
they make
the
green
apple
versions?
One, they do. Yeah, you should check that out.
I'm also getting like grassy, like fresh cut grass.
With some, but like some floral. I was going to jump on your
grassy
grass cutting. Like they also ran through a meadow of small white flowers.
Honeysuckle?
Sure. Is that a flower?
Yeah.
Sold.
Done.
That's the one. That's exactly the one I was smelling.
That's the one you were thinking
cut
of.
Cut honeysuckle.
Man, I am just getting, tons of just candy apple, apple cobbler, apple, anything you could think of.
You're still on nose, right?
Yep, still on nose.
Super light on the nose.
Oh, it is. There's not much smoke at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting not much wood.
Mm-mm. What's the donut with apples in it? Apple fritter?
Apple fritter. Oh, yeah. Fritter. Mm-hmm. Cinnamon.
Good one.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's funny. Just smelling it kind of makes my saliva glands going, you know? It's like you're about to eat something sour, you know?
Like apple?
Yeah. Like sour apple.
I knew it.
Like a sour apple.
Like those green apple rings.
Yeah, it's almost like an underripe apple if you ever pick one off a tree and like especially the kind of apples that you pick off a tree that aren't meant to be eaten.
It's very cool scotch. I feel like this is like a really good summer scotch.
Yeah.
It's very refreshing. Yeah. You know?
Apple to the cider. Nose.
Yeah.
So far.
To the nose. Because
anything can happen.
Yeah. I can't imagine this being hot.
Like vanilla or anything like that.
It's like apple cider, you know?
Yeah, my nostrils are not having a hard time smelling this. It is soft on the nose.
I went for a taste.
Chris tasted it. What do you get?
It's smooth. It's light.
Does it match the nose?
Ooh. Yeah, very much matched the nose, in my opinion.
There you go.
Cheers.
Yeah. Smooth, light. Definitely that apple. Maybe a little vanilla.
Holy crap. That's like the smoothest scotch I've ever had.
Really?
It's like going down super easy.
Show us.
Show us.
Wow.
Wow, that went down super
let the
easy.
Record,
you look so relaxed.
Let the record stay that Evan Coffey said this is the smoothest scotch he's ever tasted.
I don't think you're wrong. The finish on that is
easy.
It goes down like water.
Easy drinking.
And I'm still getting all the apple that I did on the nose.
Yeah. There's no heat.
There's some malt. Like it's malty. There's very little heat.
That fruit, that sweetness lingers a little bit, but it goes away so smooth.
Yeah.
Like there's no punch to that at all.
Barreled in an apple tree. I'm just calling that early.
Yeah, I think they just threw green apples and maybe like one vanilla, bean into the barrel and just let it sit. That was their aging process.
This is like a really fresh, light, fruity dessert.
Yeah.
It's not like a heavy, creamy French type dessert. It's like an apple. I'm trying to find something other than apple, but it's.
Say it, Andrew. Follow your heart.
Well, what is it? It's like a cob.
It's apple.
An apple cobbler.
It's apple, Andrew.
It's a different type of cobbler. Like a.
It's very refreshing.
It's very refreshing.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
So you guys know me, and I'm.
I was just going to say this is not what I expected coming from Chris.
No. This is. I am like the peat master. I'm Lagavulin all the way. I love. The fire and everything. I kind of bought this blind. I didn't have a lot of time this week, so I dig it though. I mean, I'm not opposed to the other stuff.
It's a happy accident. That's what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
You know how sometimes we talk about like the heat of scotch going down. This one honestly tastes cold going down.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's
a cool scotch.
Cool scotch.
Like it's been it's got a good concrete.
Yeah.
Like aged in concrete.
Exactly.
Like the coolness of concrete, which is the word when it rains.
Words. Andrew.
Petrichor.
Andrew.
Which is
tell us what petrichor
is. Last name of one of our members.
I wish.
That is is the word for the sound of fresh fallen rain on pavement.
It translates to rock fluid.
Rock fluid. So like that first smell of petrichor. When the rain falls on the ground, that's petrichor.
Okay. Mm. And we may or may not be getting it on this.
I wasn't.
I know I teed that up pretty.
Whispered to me, petrichor.
Yeah.
Woke up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, now it's starting to get an alley-oop on the nose.
You get that iron a little bit if you fish for it, and maybe it's a little drawn out, but you get that iron. You get the cool summer rain on the pavement.
Yeah.
It's a vibe, guys.
It really is.
And we get to say petrichor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now on the palate, I'm getting like raw almonds.
Oh, my. On the palate.
Yeah, there's some bitterness there.
Like the bitter nuttiness, not salty, not sweet, like
almond meal,
raw almonds, like maybe pine nuts, which are a little buttery.
Yes.
Buttery.
Yeah. The word is buttery.
Buttery, I think is the word I was looking for.
I get a little bit of those shortbread cookies in there.
Yeah. Like a Walker's.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Ranger or the Scottish variety.
Yeah. Chuck.
I'm just fully, my brain is fully incepted by apple right now. I only taste, smell apple.
I feel like the
cider.
Apple's kind of dying away from me. I mean, it's not gone, but I feel
it's in my face.
The bitterness is hanging out for me. It's kind of surprisingly bitter at the end.
Dave's going for water.
Trying to think what that.
It's because you're trying to escape the apple.
I'm trying to find something else besides the apple.
You want to open that apple up and see what's inside the apple.
Yeah.
The apple is bad. We're probably just tasting the outside of the apple.
Like I'm not opposed to it. It's just that's what's dominating for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get, I don't want to say Triscuit because I know that can really send everybody in the wrong direction, but like a Triscuit maybe without the salt.
Hmm. Well, who is this scotch for though? Who would this be for?
I would say this is a good intro scotch for.
Yeah, I was going to say my 5-year-old son. He loves apple juice.
We do not endorse underage drinking.
My only argument against that though is it doesn't evoke scotch.
Like there's not a lot of character. Yeah,
like no, not that there's not a lot of character, but it's like you want somebody to get into scotch. Like this is almost too far in the light.
It's being
side.
Too nice to
it's,
them.
Yeah, it's
because
like
then
too
the second
gentle.
Scotch is they have nice. Is going
to
be. So,
sometimes you have to just chuck them into the end of the pool.
This is like, a nice scotch. Kind of
this is the shallow end of the pool. Yeah, this is the 3 feet. This is the second scotch you get. It's like, see, you've passed the test.
I think I like it with the water. As soon as I put the water in on the nose, it knocks back the apple. And then on the palate, it honestly, it kind of tastes more scotchy, and I'm really liking
the scotch is back.
The scotch is back. I don't know if it's smoke, but it just has more traditional scotch notes to me. Mm-hmm. I like it with the water. I put about 4 drops in.
Mm-hmm.
I added some water too.
I added a couple drops.
Makes it a little more interesting. The bitterness like is now
doesn't even
turn in. For me, turned into like a soapiness. Like, you know, if you had accidentally got soap
like
in your mouth.
Soap?
Yeah. Like soap in your mouth. And you're like, you know, you kind of like that reaction.
Yeah, that sounds gross.
A little bit what I'm getting.
I'm not getting soap.
It's more scotchy.
Yeah.
It's more scotchy.
I don't know how to describe it other than it's more scotchy.
Well, it's a bit more malty to me.
Well, you guys were saying this is definitely, this is not robust. Like this, you know, it, as an intro scotch, yes, but you'd have to kind of throw some things after this before you go. You can't go from this to, you know, Lagavulin. Like
exactly.
That would just be terrible. But I would drink this like a summer afternoon.
Yeah.
This is super
and that's
light.
A good way to, because I'm getting some of those more like summery type fruits, like dried apricots, maybe.
Vern?
Season master?
Yeah, the season.
Seasons.
Season master?
The best date to drink this scotch is maybe beginning of summer. So we're talking like June 1st.
Can we have the ABV expert give us a guess?
Me too.
Okay. You're the expert on everything.
I mean, it's got to be, I would say it's 40.
I'm going 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, this is a Coors Light.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it tastes well made.
And like, it tastes better than a Coors Light.
It definitely tastes better
than Coors Light. I feel like they... I don't know how to describe this, but certain scotches feel like the person that was barreling and in charge of the whole process, like this didn't happen accidentally. Like yeah, they really 100%. Wanted this mm-hmm. and
it's intentional
pursuit. So I would say the distillery is, even though this, you know, might not be the, well, it kind of is a scotch for everybody. It is kind of like the Coors Light, but mm-hmm. it still tastes well made, like really it's
competent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Competent. I think it's just something that we don't frequently yeah, drink. I mean, if I had, well, yeah. well, we're not quite there yet, but
which isn't a bad thing. I
would
like
put
a
this
little
in the spring. I'm not the seasonal expert that you are, but yeah, this is like a spring scotch. Like the flowers are starting to bloom. Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm going late summer.
You think so?
You know, just before fall, apple picking season, Oktoberfest.
Apple season is late. Yeah. That's like
I know. Fall, you know, this is going to guide you into that.
Yeah, unfortunately, you guys are both wrong. June 1st it is.
That is too bad.
All right.
But rather than a Coors Light, because it's light, but it's well made, you know, like a light, well made lager.
Or like mm-hmm. a farmhouse ale.
Maybe like Heineken Light, you know, or I want to put them above. I don't want to stigmatize.
Okay, easy, Chris.
Coors
We're still
light,
trying to get,
you know,
that Coors Light sponsorship.
Like a good, you know.
Are we?
Like kind of a light.
Like a really good lager, like a yeah. Pilsner Urquell or yeah. like a yeah. German mm. lager.
Yeah. I believe it's pronounced German Urquell. Lager.
It's not heavy, but it's
always
it's
one.
It's tasty. It's just not, it's not very bold or heavy.
No, which is fine.
Kind of like a yeah. Belgian.
This is a Belgian scotch.
Belgian beer? No, like a Belgian beer, not a Belgian scotch.
Maybe not. I like it better with
maybe
water.
Maybe some like Saison.
Yeah. I know, yeah. yeah.
Water's sure. better.
It would surprising. But yeah, water.
I mean,
is
you
better.
Put it. You put it. I think you put it best, Dave. Is once you add water, the scotch comes back.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say about this.
But it's also yeah. for Which me with time. I've lost the straight sour apple, and yeah. it's changed a bit with time. Not dramatically, but
I feel like adding water, it goes from green apple to red apple.
And I also want to clarify: when we say apple, not. I don't get apple juice from this. It's not like a cheap, sugary apple like, juice. No. It's just,
it's a bite out of an apple?
Yeah, it's like yeah. a really a fresh, crisp apple. It's yeah. not like yeah. sugary, processed, you know, apple.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had a jazz apple?
Yeah.
I have
Those
them in
are
my house
delicious.
Right now.
Delicious. Mm-hmm. And they taste like floral. You mm-hmm. take a bite of one of those, and it literally has like a really interesting tasting notes. Slightly reminds me of this. It's mm-hmm. like little floral, little sweet. Oh, they're fantastic.
A little sweeter than your average, you know, green apple.
Yeah. Mm.
Any guesses on where this is from?
I'm guessing it's a blend.
Oh,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know.
Bold prediction. Yeah.
I'm on the fence between Highlands or Lowlands.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to say Highlands because the flavor difference in Highlands is actually pretty vast, but. I'll go Low Highlands.
Southern Highlands.
Low Highlands.
I think you can definitely find something like
very
this.
Very political, Dave.
But I think it's a Lowland.
Is for that me, that's your guess, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm thinking like Akintoshan or some other Lowland that I can't think of right now.
Macintosh.
Val Blair, I think, is a Lowland. Anyway, yeah, I think it's a Lowland.
Well, I know the answer, so I'm not going to.
Well, I'm going to be different. I'm going to say Speyside in the... Apple vineyards of the Speyside region is where this is.
They're known still, for that.
Yes. Yeah, very known for that. Look it up. You guys can look it up later. Yeah. But yeah, Vern?
I'll go, boy, that blend guess is pretty good.
So good.
Because the finish on it, it falls off pretty quick
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. there's not a lot left. It makes it very easy drinking. I think that's why we're all saying like this is a summer scotch. Mm. But also... find that to be often the case with blends, generally speaking, is that they don't know how to end the
movie.
The movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Filmmaker,
yeah.
You get the first two acts,
yeah.
bang on, and the third act is like, I guess mm-hmm. fade out.
Got a great twist, but that's about it.
So I would say, yeah, I'll go with Highlands. And I mean, maybe... Boy, what do we say? Like 10-year Highlands, I guess. 10-year
Highlands. Yeah, I'm saying young.
Yeah, I don't think it can be older than a 10, but I feel like it's probably closer to the like a 6 or 8. to be honest. I don't know why. I just think it feels young to me. Maybe the color. I don't know.
Okay.
I know why. It just doesn't feel super complex to me. And that's why I don't think it's old.
Yeah.
All right.
But it doesn't have that heat. I know. Like a young.
Or
I'm probably wrong.
Kind of that.
If you've listened to any of these podcasts, you know that I'm wrong most of the time.
Most of us are wrong most of the time.
So. I'm going to say we said the Scotch almost doesn't know, like it doesn't know what it wants to be or how old it is. So I'm going to say it's a teenager.
It's a teenager.
It sounds like it's very rebellious. It's very rebellious. It gets what it is. So I'm going to say it's 13.
Hormonal. Okay.
It's a weird number. That is not going to be the answer.
That is it. That awkward.
That's this Scotch. Awkward. Yeah. It's an awkward Scotch.
No. See, I disagree. This Scotch knows what it is.
I think so. I think you think you have a teenager, and it's
You got a man. You got a full man.
He's got armpit hair.
Kind of a simple.
A simpleton. Let's go around and rate it. Let's start with Vern.
Nice to drink.
nice to drink.
I do like what they did with the apple flavors. I wish there was more, but sometimes you need a simple Scotch. I like it as like a gateway Scotch, a first Scotch or a second Scotch for somebody who doesn't know.
Frontage Road.
Yeah, Frontage Road Scotch. For me personally, I just want more to sink my teeth into. I would say, it is nicely made. I would say 7.8.
Wow. That's much higher than I expected.
Evan?
Kind of similar along the lines of Vern. Very well made, very delicious, very smooth, like we talked about, but I found, for me personally, and it might be one of those cilantro things, right? I found it kind of soapy at the end, so it might just be my palate screwed up. So for me personally, I didn't enjoy it that much because of that. So, but still, like what Fern said, very well-made Scotch. Recommend it for people who are interested in trying Scotch. So I'll give it like a 7.2.
I mean, yeah, I'd give it an 8.
Nice.
It's all right. Eight.
Yeah.
That's easy.
I think back my days in Chicago, it's hot and humid in the summer. You're sitting out on the porch or on the backyard. Mm-hmm. I didn't know much about Scotch back then. I only really had Ardbeg because I thought it was like the cool stuff to drink, right? You're young, whatever. But I'd have this on a hot, humid day as we go into fall, you know?
Specifically in Chicago.
That's where I'm from. So that's where my nostalgic.
This
takes
is a memory lane Scotch.
Yeah, this is great. I think it does pair well with humidity, actually.
Memories. Memories.
Typically, you know, Scotch makes you sweat a little bit sometimes. But this, it's like, I feel cool.
Mm-hmm. It is a cool
It was Scotch. Cool going down. It's still cool. And I feel cool.
It looks probably cool going out, too.
Yeah.
Dave.
I'm going to rate this lower.
Classic Dave.
I was going to rate this like a lot lower before I added the water, but the water actually brought me up a couple points. Mm. I enjoyed drinking it. It's definitely a summertime Scotch. I could see myself drinking this out at a barbecue or a beach or something like that, relaxing away, but I don't think I would buy it again. I think I'm going to give it like a 6.7.
Ooh.
Okay.
That is a good note. Like, would you buy this Scotch again?
Yeah.
You bring up a good point. I wouldn't buy this Scotch again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change my number, but it is like an interesting factor. Like, would I spend money on this? If it's, all the Scotch we're drinking is probably like between 50 and 100 bucks. So if let's say this one's 55 bucks and then for 65 bucks, I can get something I really enjoy drinking.
At the end of the day, it's like, is it worth it to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's a really good point. I think I do the same thing in my rating is like, would I buy this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew?
Yeah. Listening to all of you guys, it actually makes me think of a bottle that I have at home from Aaron, A-double-R-A-N.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Which is like an island on the west of Scotland.
Arendelle. It's from the movie Frozen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so it tastes like that movie. I mean, that bottle I bought just on a whim. I thought, this sounds fun. Let's try it. And it's a lot like this. It's kind of one note. And I feel like it's well made, but not, it doesn't excite. And I wouldn't buy it again. And what's interesting is if I were to buy it again, I would do what they sort of recommend, which is use it in cocktails. I would put this in Scotch cocktails because I don't think it's going to detract from the other ingredients, like the whatever you're putting in there, liqueurs or whatever. But on its own, if I wanted, I don't think I'd buy it again to drink it on its own. Mm-hmm. So I think I appreciate what they've done here, but it's not really doing it for me. So I'm going to, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with 6.7.
All right. Well, I'm trying to think of my rating that I had before I listened to all you guys. Chop it up and change it.
No.
Yeah, just change my opinion here. I think the number that I had in my head still stands. It's a nice scotch. I like it. I think I would enjoy this at the time, not in the dead of summer, but, you know, late spring or even late summer. It's nice and light, but it's still good. But because it's not, it's just not robust enough. I want there to be more here. I want there just to be just a little more complexity here. I'm going to go kind of C average. I'll go 7.5.
All right.
7.5. I'm not too bad. For me, I couldn't get past the apple. Like, I really wanted to. I wanted there to be more. And when I added water, like Dave said, the scotch kind of came back. And that was good because I like to drink scotch. But it was hard for me to get past the apple. So to me, it was kind of a one trick pony. I do feel like, all right, like I can get into the summer spring vibe. I think there is a time and a place for this scotch, but, it was not, it wasn't me, you know, it didn't hit most of my personal notes. It didn't hit. So I'm going to give it a 6.5. Mm. Yeah. What does that bring us to, Chris?
All right. Let's see here. Overall average 7.2, so a passing grade.
I think that's fair.
You know, that's fair. I mean, to your point, Justin, I'm definitely with you on the peat. It's not my personal thing. The reason I gave it the 7.5, I respect your, you know, rating too. It's not my personal thing, but it's still okay.
Yeah,
it's not terrible, but it's okay. I think it deserves a 7.2.
It was perfectly enjoyable.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just there could be a lot more good about it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it, but there could be a lot more right with it.
Yeah.
There we go.
No, it's not appealing to us. You know, it's a properly made scotch, just not for our particular.
Yeah, I would say it's people that are going to like this.
Easy drinkingest scotch that we've
it's
had.
It's one of the easiest.
So if that's your vibe, then this is your scotch.
No, this scotch should exist. Like, I think it serves a purpose. Yeah. It's just not really
stay in Scotland.
it's just not a good purpose.
That's true.
So Chris brought our scotch tonight. Chris, what are we drinking?
So this is another Trader Joe's find.
All right.
Because I happen to be at Trader Joe's looking at the scotch. I bought a bottle for myself. Not this, but I bought this. This is a Dalwhinnie 15.
Ooh, right.
So
15?
What?
This is
what was he doing for 15 years in there?
This is
awkward teenager. Awkward you don't know what they're doing in there for 15 years.
I did.
Then
a Highland 15, not a young one, and not also not a blend. Wow. But I get you. So Dalwhinnie.
You guys were right 15. On the Highland though.
43%. Alcohol
standard.
Can't believe that's
43%.
Yeah,
man.
Can you imagine? I mean,
I wonder if the box has tasting notes. If not, I have them from online here. So,
God, that was smooth for 43.
I mean, look at the sticker on the bottle. It says the gentle spirit.
How appropriate is that? They know what they're doing.
They know that goes back to what we were talking about. Like they know what they.
It was intentional.
Yeah,
these are tasting notes from Master of Malt. There's various sites that have this, but nose, aromatic, toffee, fruit salad, lush nectarine, custard, floral, apple blossom, honeysuckle, apple peels, pear, and a touch of smoke. Didn't get any smoke.
No smoke.
Palate, malty, walnuts steeped in manuka honey with vanilla sponge. Gentle smoke weaves its way through the cereal with a touch of spice.
Nice try.
And on the finish, a long malty, walnut, and almond.
Yeah.
Mm. We talked about some almonds. Short, malty.
Nothing long about that.
Nothing long about this.
I got no smoke wisping anywhere.
Price point on this, the reason I got it is I was like happy to go somewhere else, but I saw single malt 15 for $50 and I thought, hey.
This is $50?
Yeah, $50.
That's great.
So I thought, hey, 15 years, you know, $50, let's give it a shot.
Nice.
Go Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Shout out TJ.
Just wish it was a little more complex.
I've had Dalwhinnie before, but it was like a decade ago and I really don't remember it.
I looked at our previous list. I was feverishly looking through the spreadsheet at the checkout line and
of what we've had in the last couple years.
And I thought, like, I didn't see it there. My control find wasn't working on my phone. So I was like, you know what? I can use the new dad excuse and just, you know, if we had it last month, I don't care. I'm just going to buy this right now. But I think I might buy it again. I might. I mean, I think for $50, I would enjoy this at a certain time of year. June 1st.
Wait till June 1st. And then this thing will be sold out. You might want to buy it.
Yeah. Buy it now. Put it in
May.
The closet.
Yeah. The end of May. Yeah. Just so you have it for June 1st.
I appreciate
1st.
The challenge, though. For most of us, I mean, most of us are kind of peat heads and some of us hate sherry and
with a passion.
Some of us hate Heather, but you know.
Yeah, some of us hate Heather.
Nobody likes Heather.
But
let's
I appreciate the challenge that this presented to us because it was very outside what any of us tend to buy for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was a bad call at all. I mean, I really enjoyed it. It's just not my go-to.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Well, yeah, thanks, Chris, that was fun. For blessing us.
With a gentle dram.
Yeah.
A gentle dram, that's right.
All right, gents. Here's to you and yours and mine and ours. If mine and ours should ever again cross paths with you and yours, I hope mine and ours will be as good to you and yours as you and yours was to mine and ours.
Yes.
I barely got
to
that.
Do you have to be drunk when you're both saying that and listening to it?
Yeah. I like it. It's pithy. It's real pithy.
Anyone understand that? Okay. Yeah. Anyway. All right.
To yours and ours.
Yours and ours.
Ours be mine. And yours and mine be ours.
That basically meant everybody have a good time.
Yeah.
Right?
Be good to each other.
I think so.
Be good to each other.
Yeah.
Think so?
What was the Bill and Ted? What did Bill and Ted used to say?
Be excellent to each other.
That's exactly what that quote is saying. Bill and Ted, just a little more pithy.
George Carlin.
If you like what we are doing, please follow or subscribe.
Wherever you enjoy podcasts, whether it's in Ohio or France.
So you know when we have new episodes released.
And tell your friends.
Find us on Instagram or Facebook
at Mystery Scotch Tasting.
And leave us a comment.
Always remember to enjoy your scotch responsibly.
And please tell your friends.